of order n squared problems are extremely common. So they come whenever you have a system where one object interacts with all other objects. The obvious example is something like is a gravitational system or a bunch of electrons or protons. Those all have so-called long-range forces, namely where the force falls off sufficiently slowly with distance, you're not allowed to neglect the force at large distances. Essentially all chemistry computations fall into this class. Any time you have a chemical compound, even if they're electrically neutral, the so-called van der Waals forces do fall off sufficiently slowly with distance that you have to use the so-called order n squared algorithm. There are actually a lot of there are some examples where the so-called order n squared algorithm appears, even though it does not appear to be what you'd expect. Namely, if you there's a famous method popular at Syracuse University. Syracuse University does a lot of computational electromagnetics, solving Maxwell's equations. And the classical way, which is invented by Harrington, who was just retired as a faculty member, is called the method of moments. If you look at the equations governing the method of moments, you will find that because the moments are because they don't have any locality, because we've taken the field, which is local, and expanded it in a set of functions, you'll find every equation involves one moment interacting with all other moments. And so you'll find effectively the order n squared algorithm. Technically it corresponds to whenever you solve something by a so-called Green's function method, and then the elements of the boundary value problem, and then those boundary values interact with each other. An area we hope to work on this year, if our proposal is approved, is modeling earthquakes, modeling whether earthquakes appear or not. And if you study the stresses and strains in the Earth and set up the Green's function for how those stresses evolve in time, you will find that they end up as a set of equations involving the so-called, well, essentially the slip, how much the one fault has slipped against another, and you'll find that you end up with the order n squared algorithm. So order n squared algorithms appear even when there are particles, and everything we discuss about when we do the parallel and sequential order n squared algorithm, the techniques are generally applicable.